Blog Talk Radio.
WATV Radio seeks to inform and engage the Bride of Christ to stand up and take your place in the army and the kingdom. We recognize our battle is not with flesh and blood, but with the principalities and the powers of the air. We are a ministry of prayer, and we highlight what God is doing through other ministries and ministers across the globe. We provide a platform for ministers and a place for the bride to come together and rally around each other, hold up each other's arms, and pray for one another. WATV Radio celebrates the various missions that God has called each one of us to in this army, so we desire to promote and enhance the bride as a whole. Go, bride! Our soon-coming king awaits. Hello, bride. Are you a writer? Or do you have a story to tell and maybe you need a little help with your writing? Well, go to Treehouse Publishers today. We can help you achieve your dream. Dreams come true in our house. Do you have a book just waiting in your spirit to come out and share with the world? Well, Treehouse Publishers will help you to achieve your dream. Write that book today. Sell your book in London, in Africa, and many other countries. Let your tree bear much fruit with Treehouse today. Go to www.gotreehouse.org. Good morning, bride. Good morning, America. This is your host today, Dr. June Knight, coming to you from the great state of Tennessee. All right, bride, listen. We have been plowing the heavens, going in the war room for the past 2 days over this event happening right now in Washington, D.C., called Awaken the Dawn. We have thousands of Christian brothers and sisters gathered in the National Mall to worship and to lift up the name of Jesus in our nation's capital. We are here partnering with heaven, the prayer team, partnering with heaven for God's will to be done in our nation's capital, for the vision that God put in the people's hearts to host this to be successful. We want the kingdom of God to be successful. As we partner together with heaven and come together in agreement to bring God's will from heaven down to the earth, we will advance the kingdom. We are kingdom ministers, meaning we look at the big picture as a whole. Now, we're going to take a minute and learn a little bit about Awaken the Dawn.
17 years ago, I walked onto that mall with the first call DC. I'll never forget the thousands of kids that were there 6 o'clock in the morning. Now, 17 years later, I almost feel it's an unfolding fulfillment of what we dreamed about then.
Never before has there ever been 50 tents on the National Mall with hundreds of musicians.
When David became king, a procession of all the tribes gathered. How many thousands?
The first thing that he did was bring the Ark of the Presence of God into the city, and he put it in a tent for 30 years. Imagine if in Washington, D.C., there was a tent city for 3 days where the song and the sound of the Lord filled our nation, and it went viral.
This has never been done before in American history. Woodstock had its day. Because day and night,
This is everybody bringing their song, everybody bringing their prayer, everybody coming together in one heart to declare it's a new day. It's time to awaken the dawn.
It's time for the procession of God into this nation.
Come on.
All right, Brad, isn't that amazing? And look, we get to be a part of this by partnering in prayer. Okay, let's blow the shofar, and we will get started this morning.
With our official shofar blower, please give it up for Ms. Bonnie Bryant. Ms. Bonnie is an international shofar blower. She is very prophetic, and when she blows, believe me, every demon will feel it. Give it up for Ms. Bonnie.
Good morning, everyone. We're doing good. We're blessed and highly favored of the Lord. Amen.
Amen. Now,
amen.
Carla, are y'all pretty much protected from that hurricane that's hitting right now right over New Orleans?
No, we're not in the path of it at all. We may have gotten a little rain. That's it.
Yeah. Yeah, we have the rain today, too, here in Nashville. All right, what about you, Miss Katrina in Florida?
I'm good. I'm blessed and highly favored today as well.
Well,
we have a little rain, but
you do?
We have had a little here and there, but nothing bad yet.
Yeah. All right.
I don't think we're in the path of it either, so.
Yeah. It is coming up north right through Tennessee up to Washington, and guess what? It is going to hit Washington after this event is over with. How amazing is that?
Oh, wow.
That's God. It's so
good.
That's God.
It is. That's the same thing that happened whenever we did the mega revival. I think it was Hurricane Harvey that hit. And it didn't hit until, you know, it didn't affect us. We was able to get back home before it got to Tennessee. So anyway, we are definitely stirring some storms this year in the spirit. This is the most prophetic year I can ever remember in Christian walk. How about y'all?
Yeah, me too.
Amen.
All right, well,
amen.
Listen, ladies, we're going to be very fast today because we have church today. So this is what we're going to do today. Instead of praying an agenda, I'm just going to ask each of you ladies to pray according to whatever the Spirit tells you to pray for this event. So we're going to start off with you, Miss Katrina, and then we'll do Miss Carla, and then I will finish, and we're done. So, Miss Katrina, just pray whatever the Holy Spirit gives you, okay?
Okay. Father God, Lord, we just come to you today, Lord. We come to you giving you thanks and praise and glory for everything that we stand for everything that these people are there in Washington to awaken the dawn, to awaken your people, God, to what your plan is, to lead our president and our government and all the people that try to be in control. God, we want you to be in control and your wishes, your wills to be done. Lord, it's all about you. It's not about us. We're just mere men and women and children of God following you, God. Let you lead us through everything in life that we have to come for from the future. Lord, we just look to you, the author and finisher of our faith, God. Lord, I ask you to protect those there today from anything any harm or anything that shall come against them. We bind everything that's not of you. We crush it and send it back to hell where it come from. Lord, we just want you to be in control, and we want your people to be safe and their praises and the anointing to break every yoke there today and for the future, God, to have the red carpet rolled out for you, Lord. The red carpet rolled out for you. Not for any man, but for you, God. Lord, let these people be safe and give them protection and give them provision and all things that they need that you want them to have. Lord, that you bless these people for what they're there for all these days standing for is you, Christ. You are the Father of all. And we stand together in agreement today for everybody that's not saved, that they will come to know you as their personal Savior, that their faith will catch fire, and they will be on fire for you, Lord, and it will spread like a wildfire throughout this nation. Lord, we thank you for this opportunity to come together and pray, and we praise you for what you do and what you stand for, because you are God Almighty. You are the great I Am. And we love you today, and we give you all the praise and glory. In Jesus' name, amen.
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 What about
amen.
You, Carla?
Oh, Heavenly Father, we come boldly to your throne this morning, oh God. Father,
yes,
I'm asking you to pour out your spirit upon our nation, starting
yes,
at Washington, D.C., and let it just ignite city after city
yes,
after city, state after state after state, soul after soul, Almighty God. Father, I also ask that you pour out your supernatural energy, supernatural strength to all ministers that are there, all the worship
yes.
teams, oh God. This is day three.
Yes.
I know the battle is fierce, oh, but we serve a mighty God. Amen?
Yes.
Holy Lord. Thank you,
Lord
Jesus.
God.
Father, I ask that everyone that hears just a note, Father, may they turn their head and say, what is that? May they
yes.
run to the altar, oh God, in repentance, Lord.
Yes, Jesus.
Almighty God,
you,
mighty
Lord.
God. I
yes,
thank you for
Lord.
What you're doing in our nation, oh God. I thank you for what
thank
you're doing
you,
in
God.
Washington, D.C.
Yes,
oh, Father,
yes.
we are a nation and our hearts are turned back towards you, oh God.
Yes,
I thank
God.
You for doing it, Father. I thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
This nation
thank
is desperate, Father. We're desperate for
yes,
you. We
God.
Thirst after you. We thirst after your righteousness,
oh,
oh God.
Jesus, yes.
Oh,
God.
Father, I thank you. I thank you. I thank you. Oh, Lord.
Praise
Father,
you,
those of us that you've had in the cave waiting for this time, for a time such as this, Father, I ask that you quicken our hearts, and it's time to step forth,
yes.
oh God. It's time to
yes.
tell the nation. Repent ye, for the kingdom of God is at hand. It is,
yes,
oh, Father,
yes,
we feel
Lord.
So white with harvest, oh, God. They're so white with harvest, and the labors are few, Father. Give us the strength.
Yes,
give us courage, oh, God.
Yes,
if one woman accepts
Lord.
It, the next one will, amen? And I thank
yes.
you, Father. I thank you. Father, I also would like to pray for the prayer team. We battle things
thank
that no others
Lord.
Know about. And I ask
yes,
that you give
God.
Us strength and encouragement.
Yes,
anything
Lord.
That would come against our bodies, our health,
thank
oh, Father,
you,
I rebuke it and bind it in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
I command it
hallelujah.
To loosen right now, Father, and I ask
yes,
your holy agents to escort it all back down to the pits of hell from where it come from. May peace
yes.
be in each home. May
yes,
your
God.
Blessings rest on each household, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you,
amen.
Father.
Praise God.
Lord, I come together in agreement with these ladies, Lord, for what you're doing in Washington, D.C.
Yes,
we
Jesus.
Come together in agreement, Lord, with heaven for your will to be done in our nation's capital right now,
yes,
Lord.
Lord.
We know,
yes,
Lord, that
Lord.
Our battle is not with flesh and blood.
Yes,
we know
Jesus.
That our battle is with the principalities and the powers of the air, Lord.
Yes.
We also
hallelujah.
Know. That we are the sons and daughters of the living God.
Yes.
We have authority. We have
yes.
The spiritual right
thank
to
you,
partner with heaven and to take what is meant in heaven on the earth to bring it down. And, Lord, we
yes.
do that today. We pull down your will, Lord, for our nation's
yes.
capital, Lord. For all of the government there, Lord, that there would be revival in the government, Lord, that there would be revival in our nation's capital, Lord, not just with all of the worshipers, Lord, but with everyone in Washington, D.C. And I pray, Lord, that our people that are there, the daughters and sons of God, that they will represent the kingdom while they're there.
Hallelujah,
I pray that when they go in these restaurants that they tip. I pray that they're nice to cab drivers, nice to Uber, because they represent the kingdom of God.
Yes.
And I
pray, Lord,
that they will leave a great impression upon our nation's capital, that when they hear that Christians are coming, that they will not cringe, but that they will say, yes, this will be the best time because the Christians are coming. So we pray, Lord, that we leave a good report. And I pray that for all the Christians, across the world, that we will remember that, Lord. When it comes to tips, we should leave the best tips. We should love people. We should leave good impressions upon mankind and not cause them to cringe whenever we come
in
the room. And I thank you, and I pray too, Lord, for Washington, D.C., Lord, for all of those that have family members at home that maybe miss them while they're gone. We pray peace upon those family members, Lord. And
Lord,
we pray that all these people that sacrificed to go to the nation's capital to worship and partner with heaven, that you bless their homes, Lord.
Bless their finances. Bless their homes.
Their act of faith to go to Washington, D.C. for this epic historical movement that's taking place right now, God.
Absolutely.
So, Lord, we just thank you today, Lord. We partner with you today, giving you praise, Lord, for what you're doing in the earth. And we lift up your most holy name, Lord. And right now, God,
we just
want to give you praise.
We want to give you praise, Lord,
and lift up your name and say, Lord, that you are holy in the United States of America. You're the one that gave us this country. You have a lot of for this country. And your plans shall be fulfilled in this country in Jesus' name.
Jesus.
And Lord, we call it in, Lord, the angels from the north, south, east, west, Lord.
Send them, Lord.
We call them in
God.
To our
Thank
nation's
you,
capital, Lord, for your will to be
Jesus.
Done
Thank
and to
you,
guard
Father.
The Christians. Guard the Christians
Jesus,
that are
Jesus,
there, Lord,
my,
and
my, my.
Protect the Christians
yes,
in
God.
Jesus' mighty name, Lord.
Yes,
you
God.
Are worthy of it all, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
You're worthy
thank
of it all.
Jesus.
And we
so
thank you for what you're doing in the earth, Lord. And, Lord, too,
Lord,
we
Jesus,
trust you, Lord.
Jesus.
We trust you
Hallelujah.
With all the chaos going on, all of the madness going on out there, Lord.
Yes, God.
We trust you in the midst of the storm
you,
because you are the
sweet Jesus.
In the
That's
midst
right.
of the storm. In Jesus' name, amen. All right,
amen.
We will see y'all tomorrow morning. Today was short because we have church.
Okay.
But tomorrow morning we'll pray for all of them to have a safe ride home and other things. Okay, God bless y'all, team. Y'all
okay,
have a
God bless
day.
You.
God bless y'all.
Bye-bye.
Love
bye-bye.
Love y'all.
Love you too. Bye-bye.